This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deva says outcome of investment made to education sector can be ensured, linking education with development. CPN Unified Socialist decides to cast vote against Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. Nepal enters semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup qualifier, defeating Canada by 8 wickets. And Australia reopens its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deva says the outcome of the investment made to the education sector can be ensured if education is linked with development. Addressing the 13th Assembly of Lumbini Buddhist University today, Prime Minister and University Chancellor Deva highlighted the significance of national investment to the education sector for determining the future destination of the country. Prime Minister also asked the university to carry out academic activities related to Buddhist philosophy and education that could be supportive to the government's sustainable development goals and principles. The CPN Unified Socialist has decided to cast vote against the U.S.-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact tabled in the parliament. Party spokesperson Jagannath Khatiwara said his party's secretariat meeting held today decided to stand against the MCC. However, spokesperson Khatiwara said the five-party alliance would not split over the MCC. The government tabled the compact in the parliament yesterday amidst the differences among leaders of various political parties. Chairperson of the main opposition CPN UML, KP Sharma Oli, says the leaders of the ruling coalition should be accountable to the nation. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, Chairperson Oli said his party was in favor of peace, development and national unity. Referring to the recent protest over the tabulation of the MCC compact in the parliament, UML Chairperson Oli said leaders advocating violence would not be genuine revolutionary. The Health Ministry reported 388 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 8,140 samples. Likewise, 1,205 people recovered from the COVID-19 infections in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 4 corona-related deaths have been recorded today in Nepal. Nepal has entered the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup Qualifier 2022, defeating Canada by 8 wickets. Winning the toss at Oman-based Al Emirat Cricket Ground, Canada chose to bat first and was limited to 80 runs, losing all wickets in 15 overs. Dylan Heiliger of Canada scored highest 24 runs for his team. From the Nepali bowling end, captain Sandeep Lamichhane took 3 wickets, while Komal Singh Iri and Avinash Bohra took 2 wickets each. Likewise, Kusal Malla took 1 wicket. Meanwhile, Nepal managed to chase the target of 81 runs in 14.1 overs with the loss of 2 wickets. Opener Kusal Vurtel scored 34 runs, while Deependra Singh Iri collected 27 runs for the team. Likewise, another opener, Asif Saik, scored 17 runs. With the win, Nepal entered the semi-final, topping the point table of Group A. Nepal will now play against the UAE tomorrow in the semi-final match. Nepal will play the T20 World Cup for the second time if it defeats the UAE. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Embassy of Pakistan is organizing the Nepal-Pakistan Friendship T20 Cricket Tournament from the 2nd of March. The Embassy of Pakistan organized a trophy unveiling ceremony of the tournament in Kathmandu today. The tournament will feature 12 teams. Kusal Ghimire brings more in this report.
The Embassy of Pakistan is organizing the 7th edition of Nepal-Pakistan Friendly T20 Cricket Tournament from the 2nd of March. Addressing a press conference and trophy unveiling ceremony in Kathmandu on Monday, the Ambassador of Pakistan to Nepal, Syed Haider Shah, said that tournaments as such would help bolster the relations between the two countries. Ambassador Shah said that he hoped the tournament would further boost the passion for cricket in Nepal.
There is a lot of passion, a lot of affiliation for cricket in Nepal, and we hope that this tournament would give a further boost to that spirit, and youth in Nepal would find more avenues for engaging in this sport and take the message of healthy activities, healthy lifestyle, and also of understanding and promoting friendship with other people.
Speaking during the press conference, the former captain of the Nepali cricket team and founder of the Cricket Excellence Center, Paras Karka, said that the competition was a great platform for young cricketers. He said that the main attraction of the tournament was the opportunity given to young and amateur players to show their prowess.
Pakistan and Nepal, I believe there's a lot of cricketing talent in this country that requires exposure, that will require a lot of nurturing, and events like this is really going to help and promote cricket at grassroots level, which is, I would say, the biggest need of the hour.
The tournament will be held from 2nd to 9th of March. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Australia has reopened its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years. The country imposed some of the world's strictest travel bans after shutting itself off in March 2020 due to COVID-19 pandemic. Australians and some others were allowed to return from late last year, but most foreigners have had to wait. There were tearful reunions at Sydney Airport on Monday as hundreds of people began arriving on flights. Double-jabbed visitors do not need to quarantine, but unvaccinated travelers must stay in hotel quarantine for up to 14 days at their own expense. U.S. President Joe Biden has agreed in principle to hold a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the crisis over Ukraine. The White House said the talks proposed by France will only take place if Russia does not invade its neighbor. According to the BBC, the Kremlin meanwhile said there were no concrete plans for a summit. It is hoped that such talks could offer a possible diplomatic solution to one of the worst security crises in Europe in decades. The proposed summit was announced by the French president after two phone calls between President Emmanuel Macron and Mr. Putin, which went on for almost 3 hours in total. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also possibility of light snowfall at a few places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sirivadu Deva says outcome of investment made to education sector can be ensured linking education with development. CPN Unified Socialist decides to cast vote against Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. Nepal entered semi-final of ICC Men's T20 World Cup qualifier, defeating Canada by 8 wickets. And Australia reopens its international border for the first time in nearly 2 years. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.